It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
We have Pastor Themba Masina, beg your pardon. Themba Masina on the line. He's our pastor who's going to be answering a question for today once again. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and how are you doing?
Very well, thank you very much, Pastor. Looking forward to the Friday Sabbath. Looking forward to the Friday Sabbath. It's an exciting time for me. I'm going to be dropping everything. It's going to be a Sabbath. I'm having a good time. A question for today, Mfundisi, is when people talk about God's will, what does that really mean? Does God have a will for your specific life or a will for the world at large?
Well, most of the time, when people talk about God's will, they usually mean negative things. When somebody passed away, they've tried their best to get them healed, they prayed for that person, and eventually the person passes on. Then that's normally what people are saying, it's God's will. God's will has happened. That's what normally people are referring to. However, according to the Bible, that is not the will of God, really. Because if you read John chapter 6, verse 40, Jesus himself is talking about God's will there. And he says, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." So basically, the will of the Most High or of God is that all of us should be saved. That is the will of God. This thing of saying the will of God is based on how we have tried and failed. It's really a misconception. I understand that even in the life of Jesus himself, there was a time when he prayed that he may not go to the cross, of course. And then eventually he said, "Not my will, but thine be done," you know. So that means he was surrendering his will to escape the cross to the will of the Most High. And if you look at that, that was for our salvation. So it was the will of the Most High that he be crucified so that mankind can be saved. So the ultimate will of the Lord is that we should be saved. And based on the next part of the question, that does God have a will for each and every one of us as individuals, or he only has a will for the world in general? I want to believe that God has a will for each and every individual. I don't know how to support that really, but there is a will of God for each and every one of us individually. I can say that.
Okay, even though you don't have a way of supporting it, Mfundisi.
Yes.
Okay, right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your answer. It has been wonderful. It has been eye-opening to hear your answers throughout this week, Mfundisi. I really appreciate your time and your answers. Have a wonderful Sabbath, Mfundisi.
Thank you very much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.